Listener Dory wrote, I prefer public radio formats in which there are two stations, one news talk programming and one music programming. Since the second WHQR station is HD and not available to all, it makes sense to mix news and music programming on the flagship station. However, I'd love it if the music was more diverse. Indie music, singer-songwriters, alt-Latino, college music. As it stands, the music programming seems almost entirely focused on older demographics. Anonymous wrote, Glad you made the jump into Myrtle Beach. Now I can connect when there and on the way. While I would like to hear more variety in programming, away from classical, I'm grateful that WHQR is in this community and seems to be thriving.
Hi, I want to say that Classic for Kids at 2 o'clock on Sunday was written for me. And I'm Marjorie Gullickson, age 85. Thank you.
This next comment is really about NPR, not WHQR, but it raises some important issues. Listener David Work wrote to NPR and copied it to us. He wrote in part, My reason for writing is the promotion of Cancer Treatment Centers of America on NPR underwriting. I believe I have some standing to write to you on this subject as my wife, Rebecca, died of small cell cancer of the lung in August 2006. It should be made clear that neither Cancer Treatment Centers of America nor NPR suggest or imply that they're offering a cancer cure that is not available elsewhere. Lung cancer is a serious condition, and affected patients as well as their families should not be misled on this matter. Mr. Work is a retired executive director of the North Carolina Board of Pharmacy, now living in the Wilmington area. He enclosed a copy of a moving commentary, Facing the Inevitability of Death, which he wrote for the Raleigh News and Observer in 2006. I spoke with him on the phone and learned he feels that the Cancer Treatment Center's underwriting messages on NPR are at best misleading, though not as misleading as their ads on television. I asked him to send me a response if he receives one from NPR. And finally, a word about our new talk show, Coastline, which debuted last week. It was a lively discussion of film incentives in North Carolina, and we had a discussion this week of coal ash. We had far more phone calls, emails, and tweets than we could get on the air in that first show, along with a lot of passion from callers. Here's a very brief clip from a longer comment by listener Martha near the end of that first show.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. Well, I have really enjoyed all the points that all of the callers have made. They have been right on point.
Exactly as we had hoped. You can hear Coastline programs in their entirety on our website, whqr.org. Thanks, Martha. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. Have a happy 4th of July, and thanks for your feedback.